Amen. Well, welcome to the first weekend in October. And in this month of October, I had an opportunity to chat with Pastor Scott about where this message could go for this week. And in this month of October, we are leaning up and going up toward stewardship and what that looks like to be good stewards of our church and good followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so as you can take a look at the title of today's message, it says, Brave the Stage, Set the Stage. As I kind of was talking with Pastor Scott and thinking about what the Brave the Stage kind of meant and then what the Set the Stage kind of meant, it came to me. And the Brave the Stage is looking at and thinking about the fact that we can be Christ followers. We don't need to have our armor on and all of this going on. We can just be Christ followers. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that through our faith, through trusting that faith, and then as a result of trusting that faith, doing the duties of our church and what it means to be a good servant. So today, we have braving the stage and setting the stage. Setting the stage is looking at planting those little seeds to begin thinking about and looking at what it means to be a good steward and follower of Jesus Christ. Now, for me, I take a look at this a little bit and I think about it to myself that one of the best ways for me to do this is to think about the scriptures that we have just heard and see what the scriptures kind of tell us, and then also take a look at some real life thoughts and ways that I can kind of visualize. For me, I kind of like to be a visual learner of what I'm supposed to understand for the scriptures. So I'm going to give some visualizations, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about what does all of this mean to us as Spearfish United Methodist Church. Brave the Sage, Set the Stage. Well, if you take a look today at our scripture in Exodus 2, 1 through 10, that talked about the birth of Moses, that really sets the stage for an incredible moment in our lives, in our biblical lives. In that, of course, Moses is the one that is sent to free the slaves from Egypt. God sends him there. Well, in this scripture today, he is setting that stage, discussing how Moses began his life, and setting the stage for us today with that scripture. How about the scripture from Luke? Jesus is saying to his disciples, you know what? You guys have the faith. You just have to trust this faith so that you can go and do and the duties that you're asked to do. And I think about the duties and doing what we need to do and things. It kind of reminded me of a couple of stories that kind of hit me over the course of the week. And one of those was 1986. We're driving up. I'm living in Illinois at the time. And we're driving up to the University of Wisconsin to see the last home football game of the year. And my father tells me the story of the time in about 1943-44, when the farm just was not being profitable. The war had kind of taken its toll economically on the industry for the farming, and Grandpa looked at his family at that time and said, "Guys, I'm just not making it here on the farm. We have got to move into town." So my dad says, "I remember being a little bit overwhelmed because here I am used to this one-room schoolhouse in the prairies of Wisconsin, and all of a sudden now we're picking up and moving into the big town of Madison, Wisconsin." But my grandfather says, you know, this is my duty. This is what I need to do for my family right now at this given moment, given everything that we have. So up the road they went, and to Madison they moved. And my dad remembers that the house that they lived in at the time was just a couple of blocks off of Camp Randall, away from Camp Randall where the Badgers played their football. And he said, you know, it was really kind of a wonderful moment. I was really nervous about it all, but it turned out to be a really wonderful moment. And that is, in the fall, they would park their cars in the lawn of their house. And if he got just enough money from doing that, he could go with his father and walk into Camp Randall and watch every Badger football game. He says that was an absolutely wonderful memory, and it all stems from the fact that my grandfather said, this is my duty, and this is what I needed to do for him, or for the whole family. The other thing that kind of hit me too when we were talking about our doing our duties for the church, there was another time, this would have been in 1989, when I was standing amongst a bunch of other men, raising our right hand, saying, we will serve the country and going into the military for a few years. Now, for some of us, as we were standing there getting ready to say, oh my gosh, what are we going to be doing for the next 3 or 4 years? For some of us, it meant maybe going into infantry. For some of us, maybe it meant doing something in the artillery. And for some of us, well, we were headed to the military intelligence. Now, some people still will tell you that that is an oxymoron. But yes, we all said to ourselves, this is what we're to do, and this is our duty at this given moment. Now, Pastor Scott and I talked a little bit about what does our conversion look like when we decided to be Christ followers. What did that look like for us? And he said, you know, for some people, I know that when you talk to some folks, it may be that they feel like their conversion into their Christianity and into their faith was just this big thunderstorm of rain and just pounded them right away. And for some people, it's kind of a steady, slow little 3 or 4 day rain. And I said to him, you know, and he said, well, what do you think about your walk, Dave? And I said, well, you know, I think it was kind of a little bit of both. It felt like kind of a steady rain as I was becoming kind of more of a Christ follower in my a handful of years ago. But there were also days where it felt like it was just happening at a rain pouring pace. And I think that's true for all of us. We think about where we are in our walks with faith, in walk with God, and it kind of almost is like changing all the time too for each other. But how is it that we can plant these seeds in each other? What does that look like? Well, today we are celebrating a couple of things that can help us with this planting of the seed. For one thing, we are talking about Orange Sunday. And Orange Sunday takes a look at the curriculum and the way we educate our youth, our little kiddos upstairs during children's church. Maybe that's something that you are called and possibly do. And the idea, I really like this curriculum too, because what it kind of changes the focus and changes the way of thinking as we are educating our children and planting those seeds in our kiddos. And I don't know about you, but when I was going through church and at a younger age, I had a lot of fun in Sunday school. I'm not going to lie. It was absolutely wonderful, you know, but I'll be honest with you. You know, I'd hang out with my buddies and we'd do our Sunday school for an hour, and that was about it. You know, we'd go to church and that'd be about it, you know, for the week. The idea behind this curriculum right now is to take a look at the church being more of a facilitator of the education. So the kiddos can come to church, they can be a part of the Sunday school class, and then there are activities that are out there for to do as a family throughout the rest of the week. And I know you probably saw in the video that there was the red was, I believe, maybe the church, and the yellow the family, or I may have those backwards. But what that, you know, does is, one is red, one is yellow, church, family, bring it together, and you make orange. And that's what it's all about, bringing the church and the family together. We're planting seeds one little moment at a time. I have now had the opportunity to work with the Rapid City Head Start. And when you talk about planting the seeds, one little seed at a time, I've had some great examples. I had one little boy just the other day, Friday, we're out on the playground, and he grabs his sidewalk chalk, and he writes this curve like this, and he tops it like that. And he says, Mr. Dave, I've made a J. I said, well, yeah, you did make a J. And he says, you know what? My name starts with J. And I said, well, it sure does. Good for you. Planting those little seeds for him to go on with his education. That's what the preschool is all about and what we're doing with preparing and planting those seeds. Now, maybe as you think about the church, as you go along for over the course of the next few months, you can think about it because we are going to be forming those committees again. Maybe you are sitting there in the pews today thinking to yourself, you know what? I could be a helper in that Christian education. Maybe I could be that person that could be doing some kind of help. Maybe I'm the person, as I'm planting these little seeds to be a helper within the church, maybe I am that person that could help provide hospitality or help do some greeting. Maybe I'm the guy that could go be that trustee this next year. Maybe I am the next person that sings in the choir. Maybe I am going to be joining the handbell choir. Maybe, who knows, planting those little seeds to be the follower. And it's all about taking that faith that we have in God and taking that and trusting that that faith will work out and then taking that trust to go and do and be what we need to be. And one thing I will tell you is it's okay if you want to get out of your comfort zone for a little bit when you're trying to do some of these things. I know we all have our tendencies to say to ourselves, I don't know if I can do it or not, but I tell you, that's part of the reason I actually give these messages when Pastor Scott's out of town when he asked me to. Because I say to myself, well, I got to have the faith that this is going to be okay. I put that trust in that faith, and now I'm going to go do it. Because I will tell you, this does take me quite a bit out of my comfort zone to do this. But we all have that chance to do that. Planting little seeds to make big things happen. I had another chance on Friday afternoon on the playground. Another one of the little boys. We have these trees that have like little seeds that fall and stuff. And he picked up a seed. And I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, is this a wonderful chance to kind of use what I'm going to try to do over the weekend in my message to everyone. What are you guys? I said to him, what are you going to do if you plant that seed? And he looks at the seed and he says, well, if I plant this seed, Mr. Dave, a big pumpkin will grow. And I said, well, I don't know if it's a pumpkin seed, but I see what you're saying. So then, of course, the thoughts are just turning in his head. He sweeps these rocks out of the way. He puts that seed in there, and he puts the rocks back over it and looks. And I said, oh, buddy, it's going to take a little bit longer than that to get things planted and to get things to grow. But then it hit me. That little four-year-old boy wrote the message that I was going to give today in 5 seconds. Because he said, if I plant this seed, it's going to grow a big pumpkin. And I also thought, hey, what a great way to, he doesn't realize it, but I'm like, oh my, on Orange Sunday, what a great example he just provided for me. But it's so true. Taking those little seeds and planting them as we go along, setting that stage and planting that little seed. And when we plant that little seed, big things can happen. And I believe that with us as a church. And that's what today is all about. Braving the stage, knowing that because of my faith, because I can put trust in that faith, that I can do the duties that are asked of me. And I'm setting that stage by planting those little seeds, one little seed at a time, because I know that if we help plant little seeds, one little seed at a time, big and wonderful things can happen. So may it be this week that you are able to think about what that little seed might look like for you that you can help to plant so that you can help make big things happen as we go along and talk about stewardship throughout the rest of this month. And may all of this be in Christ's name. Amen.